RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, the holidays seem to be a time that we overindulge. We just sort of give ourselves license to eat anything we want, drink as much as we want, and worry about it after the first of the year. My guest today is Carrie Peters. She's certified health coach and the co-creator of the Health Coach Institute. Welcome to the show, Carrie. So we give ourselves license to kind of just throw caution to the wind, do whatever we want, and worry about it later. But what should we be doing at this holiday time while still enjoying all the things that the holidays offer?
Yeah, well, this is great, Melanie. Thanks for having me. And I think one of the challenges is, and the reason that we kind of throw caution to the wind is that we're so dang stressed in the holiday during the holidays that it's like we can't think about one more thing. You know, we're running from work to dealing with our families, to dealing with presents, to dealing with parties. It's like it's such a crazy time, and restricting food or restricting alcohol, it's just like one more thing they have to deal with, and it feels kind of too hard, especially when sometimes booze and food is a great way to cope with a lot of the stresses of the holidays. So I think one of the best things that people could do for themselves in the holidays is understanding what's their plan for managing stress. And one of the great ways to come up with a plan for managing stress is to sit down with a health coach. A health coach sort of exists to help people plan and create happy success. Because, of course, we all have good intentions. We just don't necessarily follow through. So when you have a coach there to lovingly support you and sometimes kick your butt when needed, it's a lot easier to be successful.
So are there some things that we can do to sort of fool ourselves or make the meals that we are serving a little bit healthier without people going, oh, really, you're serving gluten-free cookies, and then they don't want to go for those? Or, you
right.
know, making things just a little bit healthier and not having our audience, as it were, say, oh, God, you know, she was serving healthy food.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have control over the foods that are at a party. Like, if it's your party, you can make healthier choices. If you're going to parties or going to dinners or whatever, you don't always have a choice. So when you're in a situation where you don't have a choice, there's a technique that I recommend that is great, and it's called the one plate technique. And that is, when you go to a party, there's a massive spread of all kinds of stuff. Decide, instead of what we tend to do is kind of graze all night, and so we end up eating so much more than maybe we're even hungry for, just because it's there and it's something to do at the party. So instead, just take one plate, get a big plate, and fill it with the things that you really want, the stuff that you totally enjoy. And then when you eat it, like, actually make yourself sit down at the party, eat, I mean, have a great conversation while you're eating, but actually be present while you're eating that food. Have that one plate, feel great about the meal, put the plate away, and then you're just not eating for the rest of the night.
Well, that's really good advice. I mean, because that's exactly what happens. And people go back for seconds, but circling the table, seeing what it is, and don't bother with the filler, you know, the mashed potatoes, the things that don't really send you that much. Now, what about the alcohol? Because that really adds up, especially if you add in dark, you know, like eggnog or some mixed drinks, punch. I mean, people put out all kinds of stuff at this time of the year.
Totally. So, you know, one easy thing, first of all, to understand and be honest with yourself about how much alcohol you can handle. I personally can't drink a lot. Like, two drinks for me is a lot. So you want to know going in, and think about it before you get to wherever you're going, and set a plan for yourself. One of the best things to do is, if you decide, okay, I want to have two drinks, but maybe you're going to a party where everybody's going to be up in your face going, why aren't you drinking? Why aren't you having more to drink? But you only want to have two. So what you can do between drinks is you can get something that I call a mocktail, which is basically going to the bartender and saying, hey, would you give me a highball glass and fill it with club soda or sparkling water and throw a lemon and a lime slice in there and some ice? And then it looks like you're having a cocktail, so nobody's going to give you a hard time about why you're not drinking. And you have something fun to drink between alcoholic drinks. And then you're really cutting down on the amount of drinking that you're doing, the amount of calories that you're taking in. And, of course, you're helping yourself feel a lot better the next day.
Oh, absolutely, because that's really harsh, is the next day. And that feeling of being so fat and that you really screwed up. So now, how do you reconcile yourself when you do screw up? What do you do to help yourself feel like, oh my God. I mean, you don't want to punish yourself and say, okay, I'm going to use exercise as a punishment, right, Carrie? You don't want to use it as a negative reinforcement. But how do we reconcile ourselves and say, okay, I'm jumping right back on, even though there's another holiday right around the corner?
Well, I think the first thing is setting expectations. Like, sometimes people can be, I know clients of mine have been perfectionists about food and expect themselves to eat, quote unquote, perfectly. Like, I'm not going to have any dessert. I'm not going to have anything good. I'm not going to have any drink. You know, I have to be good, quote unquote. Yeah. And the truth is, like, it's in our nature. It's a fun holiday. We kind of want to be bad sometimes. And so we have to allow ourselves that experience in a sort of contained way. I mean, I know people can say, well, geez, if I let myself be bad, quote unquote, I'll never stop or it'll get totally out of control. The only reason that is because if you're depriving yourself so much and restricting yourself so much, you swing to the other end of the spectrum and you feel like you have to eat everything in sight. And then the next day you're going to go, oh, I hate myself. I'm so fat. I fell off the wagon. I'm such a horrible person. And the whole cycle starts all over again. So instead of that all or nothing kind of experience, what we want to start to get comfortable with is, well, what does it mean to have moderation? What does it mean to enjoy some quote unquote forbidden foods or things that are technically taboo, but to like have them, enjoy them, be present with them. And then at the next meal go, okay, and now I'm returning to salad and whatever it is that I'm, you know, having to stay healthy. So that instead of it's all or nothing, I'm on the wagon or I'm off the wagon, you can really find a place of moderation where you get to enjoy things and still feel like you have energy, like you're not bloated, like you're put into your clothes.
Yeah, that's a terrible feeling, putting on the stretchy pants because you know you just ate like 5,000 calories the night before, you know, and it really, but you do have to allow yourself some of that indulgence, because if you don't, you're going to really feel like you missed out, or you're going to feel like you denied yourself, and then you're going to punish yourself possibly more. And what about activity, adding activity in to that, like even after a meal, seeing if everybody wants to even play charades, get you up, get you moving, anything instead of just lying on the couch and falling asleep.
Oh my gosh, totally. And talk about stress management, you know, when the holidays are so stressful. And let's face it, sometimes time with family can be awkward or challenging, or there can be arguments.
And
yeah, exactly. So, you know, the physical movement is such a great way to process emotion and stress. And if that means like, hey, let's play, you know, football in the snow, let's go take a walk together, let's snowshoe, let's hike. Or if your family and friends aren't into that, you can always build that in for yourself so you make sure that you get to go blow off some steam before you head into a function or a party.
That's a good idea, blowing off steam before you head in. So in just the last minute and a half or so, Carrie, your best advice for what people can do at this time of the year so that they don't feel deprived, so they get to enjoy the holidays, but so they don't overindulge to the point of really punishing their self, really feeling terrible about, because then we negative self-talk ourselves to death and the new year starts out on a bad note because we're telling ourselves how much we suck for what we did over the holidays. So give us your best advice for what we can do. We've got about a minute left.
Great. So in the final minute, my best advice is that what you just described, Melanie, are patterns. They're patterns of thought and behavior that whether it's the holidays or not, we sort of habitually engage in and we don't necessarily know how to get out of. And my best advice, of course, I am a health coach. I really believe in health coaching, is to sit down with a health coach to do a pattern interrupt and understand what is it that you want to really get out of the holiday time. What do you want to experience with your body, your weight, your energy, and with your social life and the fun of the holidays? And how do you get to have all of that without having to be deprived, without having to punish yourself, without having to hate yourself in January, and without running yourself ragged so you end up with the flu? And a health coach is really someone that can help you strategize all of that and come up with solutions that you never have thought of or seen and give you an opportunity to really enjoy the holidays in a way you never have before.
Thank you so much. What great information. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well. We have such great information here on Radio MD. If you missed any of it, listen anytime on demand or on the go. RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole.